So going forward then, how do you see the fights against terrorism evolving in the coming years?
Well, it will depend also on the changing nature of terrorism itself. And this is one of the major challenges because terrorist groups adapt to the situation. They adapt their modus operandi, and the personalities also change in the terrorist groups. The adjustment and the response to this changing nature will be one of the major top priorities on the counterterrorism agenda. What is important to underline that we're now also in the process of the development of the smart counterterrorism narrative, and this will be one of the major activities in the forthcoming years, from my perspective. Because without the smart counter-narrative in this area, we could not address conditions which could conduce to the spread of terrorism and which fuel radicalization of people. And this is one of the major challenges, in my opinion. And what is also very important is not to forget the victims of terrorism and to continue to work hardly both on domestic level and international level on support and assistance to victims, to their close family, and also on the development of social memory of the victims of terrorism and their recognition.
What did you mean when you said the smart counter-narrative, if I've rephrased it correctly? What did you mean by that? Mm.
The counter-terrorism, as I said, is also at a certain point an ideological fight. We fight for minds of people. We fight for bringing people to our common values shared by our societies. And smart counter-narrative involves not only the work of legal community, the work of law enforcement, prosecutors, judges. It's also involve a broad public partnership with the media sector, with the NGOs, with internet providers on showing that terrorism and violence are not the solutions to the resolving of problems of our society, and the dialogue is the most appropriate form of the resolution of conflicts and tensions. And because it involves a public-private dialogue, we think that the Council of Europe has a perfect position and an opportunity, because we're a human rights organization, we work a lot with civil society, and this is the area where we can have a very strong asset and approach with our common values of democracy, human rights, and rule of law.
Many years ago, it used to be said that today's terrorist is tomorrow's president. Does the Council of Europe believe that that maxim is still true?
We believe that in any case, killing of innocent people and trying to reach political goals with a violent approach is not a way of resolving any issues, including the political issues. So we definitely reject this choice of violence in reaching any goal. And what is most important, we definitely reject this method of killing of innocent people for reaching a political goal or any kind of goal.
Albina Ovcharenko, thank you.